This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. On the second day of Semicon India 2025, Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the experts in the semiconductor sector at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today. He visited the exhibition and saw various products and projects related to semiconductor. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw was also present on the occasion. Later today, the Prime Minister will participate in CEO's roundtable. They will discuss India's semiconductor ecosystem and its growth and development. The three-day conference was inaugurated by the Prime Minister yesterday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi shared an article written by Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today that highlights Bharat's transformative semiconductor journey. He noted that the Semicon India Summit 2025 marks the continuation of this path. Responding to a post by Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, Mr. Modi said, the minister highlighted that in the coming decade, the nation is set to emerge as a competitive hub for the entire semiconductor value chain. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with German Foreign Minister Johann David Waderfuhl in New Delhi today. Mr. Waderfuhl arrived in the national capital last night following his engagement in Bengaluru as part of his two-day official visit to India. Addressing a joint press conference, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized on aggressively exploring space cooperation between India and Germany. He said that the two sides completed a very productive discussion on India-Germany cooperation on relationship with the European Union.
We have just completed a very productive discussion on India-Germany cooperation, on our relationship with the European Union, and we have exchanged views on regional, global, and multilateral issues. We've had detailed discussions on various aspects of our ties. This includes our political cooperation, security and defense, economic relations, research and future technologies, climate and energy, as well as education, skilling, mobility, and people-to-people exchanges.
The 56th meeting of the GST Council is underway in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the two-day meeting. The council is expected to deliberate on India's next-generation GST reforms, including rationalization of tax rates and simplification of compliance. Union Minister for State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Chief Ministers of Delhi, Goa, Haryana, Jammu and Kashmir, Meghalaya and Odisha are attending the meeting. Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Telangana, Governor of Manipur and Finance Ministers of several states and union territories are also participating in the meeting. Punjab is reeling under relentless flooding as heavy rains continue to swell rivers across the state. Major dams, including Bhakra, are at full capacity, prompting controlled water releases that threaten to worsen conditions in already affected districts such as Patiala, Fazilka, Amritsar, Gurdaspur, Firozpur, Kapurthala, and 17 others. A statewide alert has been issued, urging residents to remain vigilant. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan spoke with the Punjab Governor and Chief Minister to take stock of the situation. He is scheduled to visit the flood-affected state tomorrow. While in Jammu and Kashmir, heavy rains have triggered multiple landslides across Rajouri district, severely affecting normal life and posing danger to residential areas. Our correspondent reports that a major landslide struck the Jammu-Rajouri-Poonch National Highway at Kallar in Rajouri, where 2-3 residential houses have been left highly vulnerable to damage and possible collapse. Northern Railways has announced the cancellation of 68 trains between Jammu and Katra until the 30th of September, following severe damage caused by recent flash floods and record-breaking rainfall. And that is the end of this news bulletin.